A twink.
And a redhead.
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 'Cause when I touched down, hit the ground, call the amateurs and cut him from the team. You're the one in the run. I'm the one you wanna be. And the crowd screams my name, and we wanna say hooray. Oh, are we? Who are we to
divide
judge
the alchemy? Such a good song.
Damn, your voice.
I know. I lost my voice. And I'm a podcaster.
You have a deeper voice than me.
I seriously have a really deep, raspy voice right now. A lot of people would like this. It brings me back to college when I would smoke my Marlboro Reds.
It's giving, like, I'm aroused.
You are. You're into me.
Well, like, some people like that. And when I ever lose my voice, I feel really hot.
Yeah. No, I do. Well, because when I was a smoker, I would maybe smoke two Marlboros after coming home from the bar, eat a slice of Kraft Singles cheese that was yours, and hit the hay.
That was my grilled cheese era.
Oh, I fucking love.
Yeah, because I wasn't using that for anything
else. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Grilled cheese, a cheese quesadilla, mac and cheese.
Kill cheese quesadilla. I could care less if there's nothing in it. Like, I want a chicken in it.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill, grilled. Fuck grilled cheese, marry mac and cheese.
I think
grilled. There's something really sexy about.
I think I'm
cheese,
the same. And
the edge of it all.
Agreed. And
do you cut your grilled cheese triangular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
I know. Could you imagine?
But mac and cheese would be a good spouse because it's like so comforting. You could get through any hardship together.
Absolutely, but you know what? I don't know if I've talked about this here, but I talk about it a lot how I hate
homemade
baked.
Yeah.
Baked mac and cheese, dry ass with breadcrumbs on top. I can't
do it. You
like
Kraft.
I like a gooey, artificial.
You like a Do you like a Velveeta? A block?
I like the texture of that more, but the taste of it, I don't favor
as much. It's not
flavorful,
in my opinion.
There's something chemical about it.
Yeah.
And not in the way that Kraft is. Like, Kraft maybe is chemically, but I'll eat that up.
I could fuck up a box
or
of SpongeBob
Annie's,
Kraft.
Or I'm still really curious about the Cabot white cheddar mac and cheese.
Oh, we
box
have that
have
in the
there.
Cabinet. We'll have to make that soon. Oh, and I'm a big fan of Goodles.
Oh, Goodles as well. Goodles are like Kraft, but I guess healthier, right?
We should reach out to Goodles.
Hi, Goodles.
Hi, Goodles.
We do a Patreon special where we're just sitting here eating a box
of Goodles. They have so many flavors, too.
I watched, it was, like, 45-minute video on, like, them trying. I don't know what brand it was or what company was doing it. It was, like, a BuzzFeed-type thing, but not BuzzFeed. And it was them, chefs, trying every single boxed mac and cheese there is. And I think the one that came out on top, well, first of all, they didn't like Goodles, which I was a little shocked about. Second,
it's so good.
Yeah, but they ranked Cabot white cheddar mac and cheese as
Cabot
like number
tastes
one.
Authentic. You know what I just watched?
What?
You know Binging with Babish?
Who?
Binging with Babish. He's a
who
YouTuber.
Who the hell's Babish?
He's a YouTuber.
Do people call him Bab?
Props.
I would. Badass bitch.
Barbra Streisand. He is a chef and he recreates like food in movies and TV shows, like cartoons.
Oh,
he'll like actually make it so
like a
fun.
Krabby Patty?
Yeah. He's made a Krabby Patty.
I've always wanted a Krabby Patty.
No, it's so good. But he just did a whole video. It was so long. And I watched the whole thing about trying all of Trader Joe's frozen pastas.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I think I saw that on my homepage. I didn't click.
Oh, you should watch it.
Oh, I think I know the man's you're talking about.
Yeah, I forget.
What was on top?
He really liked their cacio e
Wait,
pepe.
I think I did watch that and I skipped like
to
fully to
the
gorgonzola gnocchi that we love.
Yeah.
There's this gorgonzola gnocchi at Trader Joe's that we are obsessed with. And I ordered a real gorgonzola gnocchi at a restaurant before. Wasn't the same.
Mm-mm.
Was not the same. I was looking for the Trader Joe's
kind. You know gorgonzola
with
blue
like
cheese?
Chewy. Who? I know. But it doesn't taste, it doesn't give
honestly,
that.
Grant, that's none of our business. You know what I mean? That's none of our business.
Right. I don't need to know where it came from.
Do you like blue cheese?
If I'm getting wings, I prefer ranch, but I will. There's no ranch, I will dabble in blue cheese.
You know,
I will.
It's mold.
And that's none of my business.
Yeah, that, I know. Whenever something's like kind of gross, like.
Yeah, that is true. None gelatin of my business.
Or like marshmallows being horse hooves. That's none of my business.
Right. And I still don't believe that. Another thing I just don't believe because I don't want.
Because you don't understand.
Which is similar to like our topic today, which we'll get to in a sec. But I want to address something.
Yeah.
You guys, I was in like a TikTok scandal for like a week and I didn't know because I didn't see the video.
Well, is it a scandal if it has 3,000 likes?
No. It made no noise and only one person tagged me in it. And that's how I found it. It was like 6 days later. And basically, there's a creator and some context. We're actually oomphies. Well, not oomphies because I guess we don't follow each other. But like I know them from when they went to Princeton University because I lived in New Jersey. And just, you know, being gay in New Jersey.
Everyone knows everyone.
Right. And then they were friends with like some of my friends. So and I thought I saw them at an event last year. I said hi. But like we've never really formally met.
Yeah.
But I think we've always knew of each other. But basically they made a video saying that there's this big creator who let's go through the claims. First, it was that I stole Femtop Fall from them. That they created Femtop Fall and I stole it from them. First of all, one, I never claimed to have made up Femtop Fall. Two, I never saw your video where you did make up Femtop Fall, like respectfully. Even if you did, like all kudos to you. Like that's cunt. That's amazing. But I never saw the video. My friend who I worked with told me about it. Yes.
Do you think the first Mexican restaurant that came up with Taco Tuesday was fucking pissed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also it's one of those things where I'm sorry, it's not that hard to come to that conclusion.
Well, that's what I mean about Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Hi, Taco Tuesday. You come up with Femtop.
Happy hour.
You hear the term Femtop in the fall. It's Femtop Fall. Like you connect it. Bottom.
Hot Girl Summer.
Hot Girl. Yeah. Like, did you copy Hot Girl Summer? Like, you know what I mean? With Femtop Fall. It's just like, wait, what? And bottom with rhymes with autumn.
Your friend could have seen it and said to you,
told me about
it. You didn't know where it came from.
No, I had no idea where it came from. And then so I thought it was silly, funny. So I literally outside my office went and asked my coworker to take a video of me. And I just like, I thought it was so funny that someone or whoever, like the gays proclaimed it as Femtop Fall. So I was playing that sort of character and was just like, the weather's getting colder. The leaves are changing color. Like, you know what that means? It's Femtop Fall. Like that makes no sense. Obviously, no normal person would jump to that conclusion. So I thought that was funny and that was my spin on it. And I posted this. It was fall 2022 on Twink and a Redhead. Twink and a Redhead had existed for what? The summer?
Yeah.
And we did not have a big following then because also this creator said that we were a bigger account.
They have a lot more followers.
And to this day, they have a bigger following. So that was a little confusing.
You know what? Kudos to us.
Right?
We have reach.
Yeah. But it didn't make that big of an impact then. So then I reposted it again this fall and it made a slightly bigger impact.
Bigger splash.
Right. And so I am so sorry if you have been offended or thought that I stole something from you. I did not mean to do that. I saw something, thought it was funny, made a video. I do not want to be known.
Well, personally, as Femtop Fall,
I don't think
we're
known as Femtop Fall. Like, I don't think that's the thing people think of.
I really don't think so.
And also, they mentioned that I got paid for doing this, like a branded post.
Yeah.
I think what they're referring to was a Grindr post I did like in 2022. And it was me basically reciting what I said in my video, but for Grindr and their page. Like, I was just wishing Grindr a happy Femtop Fall. Yeah. And I think I got $200. I will Venmo you the $200 if you are this upset. We are so sorry. But like, I was just shook by it. And I posted a response video. Basically,
oh, did they ever reach out?
No, so I just took it down because my response was like directly, like I just wanted them to see it and they weren't. So I was like, okay.
And but then the also, event, you know, can what? I just say my, yeah. like, send a DM. Like, if you're that upset, right, send a fucking private message. Like, not everything. Like, you don't need to air out shit with people publicly, in my opinion. And I actually, like, really don't like when people do that. Yeah. Because if you're sincere and you're not just looking for drama and you are genuinely upset with someone, you'll have a private conversation and you don't need, like, people coming to your defense in the comments. Because I actually think it's really immature and cowardly that you need to have people in the comments coming to your defense when you can just have a normal adult conversation with someone privately.
Additionally, they, and I know we might be hypocritical saying all that and now we're saying it on our podcast, but I'm sorry you started it.
Well, yeah.
But also, they mentioned the event we went to where we saw them. I have to be so honest, I did not know that that was them until halfway through the party. Two.
Okay, let's address the elephant in the room.
Two.
We thought, like, drinking some Nowadays, which is some THC, like, beverage, we thought that that would hit the same as having, like, a cocktail before a party. Okay, it wasn't. We were on Mars. I had to leave the party on three separate occasions to go to a bathroom stall to box breathe because I thought I was dying. My Google history the next morning when we looked was, what to do when having panic attack, dying from THC. Like,
right. I was like clinging on to Joe and Andrew, like good children. Like we were just staying by them because we knew them.
I was literally
and
on.
And Steven Maria. I was harassing Steven Maria. I'm so sorry.
I was seriously on fucking Mars. Like every yeah. person I talked to, I was looking through them.
I couldn't stop a conversation.
We would go from being like the chattiest girls at the party to like, I need to hide in a corner and hibernate for a second.
Yeah.
Like,
what'd you say I would do to end conversations?
You would just be like, okay.
I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, like, and the
people I did.
They would still be kind of like carrying on the conversation. And Grant in his high stupor was like, okay, bye.
I didn't know how to like end conversation. Like, I was freaking out that night. So then halfway through, I realized, oh, that is, I should introduce myself, but I just didn't. It got too late. By the time I was feeling like calmer, like on the couch.
Yeah.
When we were sitting but on the couch, they left.
We were not in any condition to meet new people accidentally because we were on fucking Mars.
But so this creator said in their video that they thought like we were glaring at each other and they don't know if I don't like them or if they don't like me. And I guess they thought that like I wasn't approaching them because I knew that I stole Femtop Fall from them.
It's so silly.
But it's like crazy because it's been years now. And like, if you're that upset about it, like I wish you came up to me and said something or DM'd like, huh? me, because I would have been like, wait, what? Because that is truthfully the last thing on my mind.
Yeah. So let's just let it go.
Yeah, but that's those
no,
are
no bad
our
blood.
Thoughts. No, I literally do not care. Like, actually, am I a little upset about like how it was the issue was communicated? Maybe. Like, yeah, I didn't think it had to be a TikTok. Yeah, but again, like, it's not that deep. I apologize if you have felt this way for so long and I maybe made myself seem unapproachable or something. Like, I know we're mutuals. We have like this weird kind of history that goes way back. I would love to be your friend still, like yeah. truthfully.
Seriously.
And when I see you at an event hey. Again, I will say hi.
Come on the pod. Unless we're on Mars, then we
yeah.
might not.
Yeah. We won't be at Mars at the next event you see us, I promise. Mm. Anyways, let's get into the topic. A twink.
And a redhead. All right. That was so long.
Breaking news. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. What happened?
A shark attack bit it off.
Oh no, oh no, oh,
oh no.
No.
My cock got bit off by a shark. And
oh
now
no.
I'm on the news.
Oh no, oh
I'm
no.
on the
oh
news,
no.
the
oh
news,
no.
the
oh
news,
no.
the
oh
news,
no.
the news. Today's topic.
That's kind
of
good.
Today's topic. the news. Wow, riveting, right, you guys?
Like, okay, turning this off.
So let's start with the 24-hour news cycle.
It's fucked up.
Yep.
It's fucked up. You know what my problem is with the news?
What?
I used to get push notifications.
I still do.
And from like just like the Apple News thing. And it would be like, or no, CNN. And the liberal media, right?
Right. I'm just about to say it.
I would get push notifications like, woman found stabbed in Ohio. And it's like really? Breaking news. Like no. Not that that's not terrible, but no, it's but like, does everyone in the country need to know about this? Like, I just feel like it's like
well, it's not even, sometimes it's like the weirdest things, like a woman found a seashell on the beach in Missouri.
Yeah, but I feel like it makes people more fearful when you hear about that, because like, okay, that happened in Ohio, I'm in New York, like you know what I mean? It's like, that seems like something that would be more local news.
Right. My history with news, I went to school for journalism and then I worked at ABC News, you guys. You guys know this. I'm pretty sure I talked about it. So I have an inside view, and girl, people who work in news are crazy. I love that. Like, I loved everyone I worked with, honestly, but it's one of those jobs where you need to dedicate your life to that shit. And if you don't, you're looked at like you're a fucking lazy piece of shit. Like, you went and got drinks over the weekend? Well, I had to fly out to this mass shooting and cover this story because your lazy ass couldn't.
Oh my
God. Or like, that was dramatic. And that's never happened to me. But you have to be able to drop everything to go to like fucking crazy shit. And like,
much respect.
Yeah. And there gets to be a point of like numbness to it all. Like, which is sad. Well, back to the 24-hour news cycle. Here's the thing with my issue with the 24-hour news cycle. Every single one is... So, like, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, what else? Is that it? Those are, like, the main? Mm-hmm. They're all really biased. So, like, CNN biased in a liberal way. Fox News biased in a conservative way, obviously. MSNBC biased in a liberal way. That shit sells ads, so they're able to like just it's just crazy. They are the ones who piss me off. But then you have like news agencies that try to be in the middle and like have standards and ethics in place so that like you try and get both sides. And those are like ABC News, which like isn't a 24-hour news cycle. NBC News isn't 24-hour news cycle. CBS News, not 24-hour. They just have, like, shows on their network. So, like, World News Tonight with David Muir or Nightline.
Oh, I love David.
David Muir is...
He's so hot.
We've, like, crossed paths a lot in, like, the hallway. I would die. Like,
hi, Dave.
But that's my issue because if you just watch Fox News or, honestly, if we're going to be, you know... Well, both sides of the aisle, you get brainwashed because you're only hearing what you want to hear because they know their audience.
That's an echo chamber.
And it's like, it's terrifying.
Oh, it really is. Have you ever just watched Fox News for fun to just see what the crazies but are saying?
It gets you mad.
Well, yeah, it gets you mad, but I'll be like, damn, like their like pupils are so like large and they're like, I feel like they're all on like Adderall and they're just going crazy and the ladies have so much hairspray and they're blonde hair.
I've heard some of them just get like pandered to that because they get paid or like they're like playing characters.
Well, yeah,
like I've heard of within my news circles or whatever, I've heard of like correspondents or like on-air talent who have like literally switched sides of the aisle or whatever because like they're getting
paid. Anything for a check, and that means you have no spine and you're a fucking pussy. Ooh. Oh, you're not going to stand up for what you believe in?
Ooh.
You're a pussy.
Ooh.
And that's what I would say to Tucker Carlson. If I met Tucker Carlson, like, it would be on site. Like, I feel like I could take him hand to hand.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Me too. He's a wimp.
I would love to take him.
He's a wimp.
I feel like I could clock that man right in the face, knee him in the nuts. I would literally, like, love to go in a cage match with him.
Yeah.
A cage match.
Yeah.
There's no escape.
Absolutely.
Only one of us is going to walk out. And it's not going to be Tucker.
I don't want to, like... I would never hit a woman.
Yeah.
But some of those bitches on Fox News...
Oh, on site.
Like, they're so annoying. Because they would hit me. Oh. And I'm sorry, if you throw the first punch, I'm hitting you back. If you're a Fox News correspondent and you're a woman and you throw the first punch, I'll hit a woman back.
If I saw Megyn Kelly, it's on site.
Oh, she's that bitch, the blonde bitch. Also, why is there something like so busted about these Fox News?
Have you ever heard of like, it's like people say it's like the summer camp effect. Maybe like you'll go to summer camp. Those are the only people you're around. So then you think like the hottest person there is so much hotter than they actually are because that's all your option.
Yeah.
There was definitely like a bit of a study abroad effect when I studied abroad. It's like, okay, these are the people you're around. The hottest person, you're going to think they're 100 times hotter. I feel like Fox News like almost has that a little bit. Well, Fox News, it's like they, you think maybe from first glance, oh, they're attractive. They're tall, thin women with blonde hair. They're like that conventional Western standard of beauty. But then you get a closer look. Their black smudged eyeliner is fucking busted. Yep. One wing is 3 centimeters longer than the other. They got lipstick in their teeth.
The hair.
Their hair is a rat's nest.
So hairspray.
What I encourage our viewers to do is look beyond the facade.
I also need to let you guys know, because I have interacted with like on-air talent, the lights and makeup do wonders for them. And honestly, if you're still looking busted with all that, could you imagine without that?
Holy
But I'm telling
shit.
You, like, these people, like, when you're blown up like that, and then it's all taken away, they look, like, really crusty.
Crusty? Well, because they probably have so much makeup on.
Yeah, and there's, like, a lot of them look a lot older than they are.
And news anchors have so much fucking hairspray in their hair. It must be hard as a goddamn rock if you poke that thing.
Yeah.
We want to talk about what your hair looked like in college, your Pride Rock hair gel. Can you imagine what these Fox men look like?
Uh-uh.
But you know what? You know who's...
And they wear makeup. Tucker Carlson gets powdered up.
Hi. Oh!
Hi, fat. Hi, fat. I won't say it. But, like, literally, they're the types to then talk about, like, men wearing makeup or nail painting their nails or something. But you're getting powdered up.
If he had his fucking balls in a twist over the green M&M losing her high heels, can you imagine what he would say about men wearing makeup? I wonder what his thoughts are on George Bush being a cheerleader.
Oh, on site.
On site. Like, but that was his man for a while.
Oh, so they wouldn't talk about it. Or they would masturbate.
Can we talk about something?
What?
I know I'd like to bring this up all the time.
Why is it back again?
But can you imagine if Barack Obama was a cheerleader or Joe Biden? Can you imagine what they would say?
Oh, my God.
Can you fucking imagine what they would say?
Oh, and that would piss me off because, I'm a cheer advocate.
Well, and you don't have anything bad to say about George W. Oh, he likes his watercolors and he was a male cheerleader. Hi.
But if Trump was a male cheerleader?
It would be so funny. Imagine Trump doing a herky.
A standing full or like motions.
Imagine, why is like Trump like doing like a split in the air so funny?
I would almost like him a little more.
No, I would not like him
like
less.
My
because,
hatred for him.
No,
because like,
I hate to say it.
What?
I hate to get real.
He'd be bad.
He would do it to creep on girls.
Ugh.
He would be a base and he'd be looking right up.
Ugh. Fuck, you're so right.
Yeah.
Well, great.
But I don't think George W. was doing all that.
No, he was like there for the sport.
He was there for the endurance and the athletics.
He likes stunting.
He likes
tumbling.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that?
Right. Hi, any straight male listeners? Do we have any?
No. But if we do, there's nothing wrong with being a male cheerleader.
Right. There's
I actually
wrong.
Really believe that. Me saying it like
you're
I wouldn't.
Like you're making a statement. But y'all, does anyone watch cable news?
Yes. Wait, what?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. During, like, if something's happening.
You're watching the streaming. Yeah, but, like, are you turning on the news?
Well, YouTube TV. So, I guess. Yeah, YouTube
Our
TV.
Our generation does not watch the news like that.
No, I only will watch it, like, during, like, oh my God, I was addicted to the news during the 2020 election. I was, like, literally, like, a news whore.
Well, if
every day
something
turning
happening,
on MSNBC.
I can't.
I had to watch
stand.
My girl Rachel.
See, like y'all, if you want to watch, like, I think I'm only like strict about this because I grew up in news. But like, I really do appreciate like news agencies that try to get both sides, so then I can come to my own conclusion in a way. So if you guys want to like shout out ABC News Live.
Yeah.
Y'all go on, it's on Hulu.
Well, there are
YouTube.
Other ways to, I listen to Pod Save America, but they're very, very, very liberal, so.
Or Reuters. I like listening to Reuters on my Alexa.
The Associated Press.
But I do want to talk about some of my inside knowledge being, you know, in the room. It really is crazy because, like, when I first started at ABC News, like working at Nightline. Love Nightline. Nothing bad to say. Like, honestly, it's a great show. They've won hella Emmys. But I'm like looking around the room and it's like 30 people. Very diverse newsroom. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, isn't it crazy how like this how it works is like we would have like a morning meeting at like 11 a.m. and then in that meeting we're deciding like what the stories are for that day. So because our show aired at like around almost close to midnight or mm-hmm. after midnight, and I was just like, isn't it crazy how like there's just like 30 or 40 of us in this room and we're deciding what's about to be broadcasted to millions of people. Like, we decide.
I used to feel that way when I worked at a music company. Sometimes I would have to send push notifications to the Shawn Mendes app.
And so I was like, essentially working for a news agency.
Yes, I was like, I'm literally about to send this
to like
small message to hundreds of thousands of phones.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the pressure I was under?
Yeah.
For these Mendes heads?
Right. And with this news, like, I mean, I used to think it was just some big thing. Like, it was just, I don't know, like, I didn't think of the people of it all. But it's literally, like, behind everything that is huge, there's just, like, a group of people who decided that this is what's happening. And not that, like, we're deciding, like, to make something news in some weird conspiracy way. Like, it's nothing like that at all, because people have that weird belief, too, where it's like, oh, they're pushing an agenda or blah, 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 blah. Like, no, girl, like, we're just seeing what is like in the headlines. Also, there's a lot of synergy at ABC News. So if like Good Morning America did a story, then we might do like a longer version of it. Or like, it's just like there's no weird like conspiracy theories where it's like the government the government told ABC that we have to do this story.
What about like, what about after the insurrection when Trump was texting Sean Hannity live on air?
Okay, well, I'm talking from ABC News where we have like really big standards and like ethics put in place.
Can you imagine? Like,
I don't know what the fuck goes on at these other.
Sean Hannity was texting Trump live on air about the insurrection.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
So fucking crazy.
That's bizarre.
Oh, Sean Hannity's another one to be on site.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, I would fucking, oh my God, break his nose. Well, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the news?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, if we're going back.
Yeah.
I was in our local Hillsborough patch or something, or like the local patch for winning the Hunger Games trip to the premiere of Catching Fire in LA. And then
how old were you?
15. Oh, maybe.
Man, you were eating that up. You were eating that up.
I think I also talked about this on podcast, but when I won gymnastics all-around state championship, my dad like got it to be in the local paper and I was pissed.
Wait, do you think your mom would care if you told the story about when she contacted the New York Times
over the porn?
Book.
Oh,
that's such a funny story.
This is good. When we were in fourth grade, we were assigned these like disaster books, and they were like, I think what sparked this all is like I asked my mom what the word decapitated meant, and she was like, what are you reading? And I was like, oh, it's this book about hurricane. It says the Dupree decapitated this person or something like so violent and graphic about like the aftermath of like maybe it was like Hurricane Katrina or something.
That's so crazy for and, you to be reading.
Yeah, in like a public school in fourth grade, like I'm 10.
Yeah.
And so my mom was like, what the heck? And she like contacted the other parents in our reading group. And there was this other girl, let's call her Melanie. She was like having nightmares apparently about like storms and like how they could just like kill you. And so this other mom was like really upset about it. They kind of like joined forces and they were like, we like this needs to be like stopped. And the school wouldn't like they're like it's part of the curriculum or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And my mom was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to every news agency and tell, because my mom found out that the books were meant for high schoolers, mm-hmm. but were at the, they were meant for high schoolers who were at a like reading level of a fourth grader.
Okay, so the subject matter was more mature, but it was not hard to read.
Yes. And so my mom said that, and they still were like, this is the correct, like, they weren't going to do anything. And my mom like wrote a letter to like the New York Times, and I think like they expressed interest or something. My mom showed the school, and then we stopped reading the books.
Damn.
It was like drama.
Moms who think their child is being wronged are so powerful. Like the military needs to reach out.
Yeah.
They could be like generals.
My mom would fuck these school bitches up.
Yeah.
And we know what happened with the water detention.
Well, it's just reminded me, speaking of like reading materials, in fourth grade, we got assigned a project where we had to read a historical fiction book and then make like a diorama, and like it was going to be like a museum and the whole school was going to get to walk through. And I read the American Girl doll book about Kit and the Great Depression. So I brought in like all like my like Pop-Pop's coins and stuff from like whatever. Jenny read a book about like Scotland in like the 1600s.
Uh-huh.
So Jenny's diorama was a wooden post with a noose. Like it was like miniature.
How
and
old
it
was she?
Worked. Like I'm pretty sure it had like mechanisms to like drop. Like when like the person, like, yeah, someone's in it. And I'm just like looking back, like Jenny fully brought in a fucking noose for a project when we were 10.
Oh my god.
Her dad like definitely helped her, like so funny.
Should we talk about some of the stories I've worked on? Some of the hard-hitting news?
Sure.
Oh, you said I was in the news. I did a story for Nightline.
Oh, the Choco Taco?
There's a Choco Taco story I did that I didn't...
And the ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My, for whatever reason at Nightline, like...
Why was your beat ice cream?
It was, like, and they wouldn't shut up about it. Like, anytime there was, like, ice cream news, they'd be like, Grant,
wait, that's
we need
like,
a new...
Wait, I'm embarrassed.
They're like, Grant. But basically, the ranch ice cream flavor came out, and they were like, Grant, because you did the Choco Taco, like, you should do this. And I wanted to be, like, on air. And so I was like, yes. And we did this ranch ice cream. I think you can find it on YouTube. It's like on, look up Nightline ranch ice cream and say a twink and a redhead sent you. Comment on the comments, a twink and a redhead sent you.
Wait, that's so funny.
But yeah, also we were on the news for when Taylor Swift's Ticketmaster dropped, our TikTok of us trying to buy tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, remember when Time Magazine reached out and we said no? About the Taylor Swift video for Person
okay,
of the Year.
Okay, yes. Time Magazine reached out to us for that. They made that long Person of the Year video for Taylor.
But they reached out on TikTok and it was just some girl.
I know, but they wanted to use our proposal video because she thought it was real.
We should have said yes, though.
I know. We should have trolled Time.
Wait.
They would have figured it out.
I was a journalist in high school. I was editor-in-chief of
school newspaper.
And, oh my God, I was so corrupt. I would write stories about that would like have to involve people like I was kind of interested in romantically and sexually.
Of course.
So I guess this is a recurring pattern.
Yeah.
But so I would like come up with a story. So I had a reason to go interview them and like, yeah, and it never really worked. It never really led anywhere. But I did. I had a romantic encounter.
Did you interview Antonio?
Oh, God, no. What the fuck was he going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't have any brain cells.
Damn.
I wish Antonio, like, knew how much we talked.
Wait. We bullied honestly, him. Like, he would literally be like, okay, psychos.
He's psycho. He'd probably put out a hit.
He'd probably fucking show up to our apartment along with the other people that we think are showing up to our apartment.
With water guns.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine we got hit? Wait,
That's a Senior Assassins Redacted reference for the girls who know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, newspaper was fun. I enjoyed it. I
wouldn't you make up quotes?
Well, who didn't? Because, like, when our friend Emily was the editor of the school yearbook, and when we were at her house the other week, we were going through our senior year yearbook, and there were all these, like, quotes that we said.
That we were like,
that were
wait.
Like, there's no way I said that, like, fashion is how I express myself. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying that. And Emily's like, oh, yeah, I would just throw people's names on it.
Shout out Emily Booth. Oh, my Emily Booth. I want that Emily caboose all up in my face.
Come get in my face.
I do want to, so for Redacted this week, with news, there's so many layers, at least from my experience. Again, it depends on the fucking news agency, but yeah. Like, there's a lot of ethics and morals that go into news. You can't do a Frankenbite, which means you interview someone and then you take the words in the sentence that they say and you take parts of it and you combine it with parts from a different section of the interview and make a separate sentence.
Muckrackers.
What's that mean?
A muckracker is like a journalist who's stirring up fucking trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like some war where they were stirring up trouble. Yellow journalism.
You can't really do that. You can like edit out like some stuff, like mutters or like whatever.
What
but like you can't.
Mutter.
Like if you're like, or like stuttering.
Never mind.
What? What's a mutter?
No, that is a like muttering.
What's a mutter? You ever think about a word and you're like,
a mutter is like, okay. Like a mutter is like you say something and I like say it like just under my breath so you can't really hear me and I'll be like, okay, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't change the meaning of what they're saying, like you can do that. Also, like everything that gets aired on ABC News has to get approved by legal. It has to get approved by standards. Which it's basically checking for, like, one, can we be sued? And two, does this show both sides, all angles of the story? So there's so many layers. My first job out of college was working on a reality TV show. So I was also taught, like, these kind of ethics things in school, too. Like, when you're interviewing someone, you never tell them what to say. Like, you don't give them a line. Like, hey, can you say this? Because that's, like, fake and not real. Like, that's not journalism. When I get to my first job in college, the person sitting in the interview chair, okay, so we have some lines from the network. The network in question? TLC. TLC.
Four weddings.
I worked on the show 1,000 Pound Sisters, and I will be talking all about it in this week's Redacted. And let's just
I
say,
I love TLC.
We love TLC. Like, they are
great. Can I sing
great.
The Four Weddings theme song real quick? Four weddings, four brides, each will judge each other's events. That's all I know.
1,000 Pound.
Is that good, though?
Yeah. Get Thanks. This. 1,000 Pound Sisters theme song is just like two fucking boulders hitting while the logo slides in. It's like, it's like 1,000 Pound Sisters.
You're lying to me right now. That's no. So heinous.
It's disgusting. I was the talent associate producer. So my job for these like few months I worked on the show was babysitting Tammy and Amy.
Love Tammy and Amy.
And I would never, I wasn't babysitting. I'm just kidding. But I loved this family. I was in that family. I loved them to death. I would do anything for them. And we'll talk more about it in Redacted. But I guess, I don't know. This was such a random episode.
Well, we had so much to discuss. Oh, I just want to say muckrackers are good people. I think.
Oh, so you messed up?
I think I messed up and I'm humiliated.
Is it like me like trying to expose
so
Bernie
I
Spear?
Think, yes. Oh. They're trying to expose the like corruption and they're like investigative journalists.
Okay.
Yellow journalism, I think, is something where... Oh my God. Don't even. And remember carpetbaggers?
No. I don't
All know the these phrases it. Sound like they're like really Slurs. Offensive. Yellow. Like, oh, yellow journalism is they use eye-catching headlines and sensationalism to draw audiences.
Girl, Fox News.
Yes. And even like a lot of liberal media.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God, Vice News will have a headline and be like, this dumb bitch just went and fucked over everyone.
Well, don't even get me started on like, real quick, like People Magazine.
Oh,
like
yeah,
Us
like
Weekly.
Tabloid.
Like, oh, I love E! News.
I know. There are like, they're classier.
Andy Cohen is like my Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. See, you know what? Like Andy Cohen exploits people who like ask for it.
Well, yeah.
Whereas.
Well, Bethany Frankel
whereas
would say
others,
otherwise.
Right.
Bethany's trying to sue.
Oh. Which, well, I've heard like Bravo contracts are really crazy, whereas where it's like, and this is alleged, like I don't know if this is true or not. It may or may not be true. But like if you sign with them to be on like one of their shows and then you start a company, they are owed a portion of your company or something.
Well, it's like, funny you say that because I'm watching Real Housewives of New York right now and absolutely loving it. And Bethany does like Skinny Girl.
Yeah.
Every episode they're talking about Skinny Girl. So it's all this free promotion. So it does help the business. I hate to say it.
I don't think Bravo should own.
They shouldn't own it, but maybe they should get, you know, 5%.
Maybe.
Well, I'm not a lawyer. What the fuck do I know?
But you think even after the show ends and they start something?
No, I think it should be like the duration that they're on the show.
Bravo allegedly would maybe be like, well, we made you.
Well, it does make the, like, you but know, skinny the, girl.
But then also she could be like, okay, well, I made your show good.
Such a good point. And anyway, Bethany did make the show good. She was so good
right,
in the early
like
seasons.
The show would be completely
but
different
now she's
without
trying
her.
To sue Bravo and it's the whole thing.
Great, right? Just her luck.
Right? Just Andy's luck.
But hey, you learn something new every day on a Twink and a Redhead podcast. We taught you guys about the news. We taught you guys about muckrakers.
Muckrakers and carpetbaggers.
And yellow journalists.
Yellow journalists.
Which sounds terrible.
All of these phrases are literally slurs.
Yeah.
Hey, you fucking carpetbagger. Like, that sounds terrible.
Shut the fuck up, muckraker.
Yeah,
like, you stupid muckraker.
Holy shit. Like, it sounds hateful.
Yeah. All right. On to announcements.
Yeah. Announcements for the good of the group. Announcements for the good of the group. I'm gonna announce for the good of the group.
Honestly, this is my news agency. Like, the announcements we get is like my news, my yeah, Fox News.
It's my prime time
yeah.
news. It's my 8 p.m. on CNN with Anderson Cooper.
It's ooh, my world news tonight.
Anderson Cooper, if he wasn't a gay man, I'd suck cock.
Ooh.
Hopefully this one's good.
We just played one that, like, I don't think we can play.
Yeah.
So now I'm going in blind to another one, and this is from L Master.
L Master.
Let's see.
Hey, guys. I have an announcement for the good of the group, and it's about my worst hookup story. I'm going to try to say it fast. So basically, I was a freshman in college. He was a junior, and I was, like, basically in love with this man, even though he only hit me up after 8 p.m. So we were, like, kind of hooking up, but I was still a virgin. But I did not tell him I was a virgin, which is important. But we were, like, doing other stuff. Anyway, so one night, it's actually parents' weekend. My parents dropped me off at a bar so I could see him, but they didn't know. That's why they dropped me off there.
Aww.
So we ended up going to his place together, and he lived, like, 15, 20 minutes off campus, like, a walk. So that's kind of a trek. And we're at his place. We start hooking up and he pops my cherry. And I did not know how to tell him because I didn't tell him I was a virgin. So I lied because he went to the bathroom immediately following, which in itself was weird. And he came back and I said, hey, I got my period on your sheet. Sorry. And he was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I apologized,
him.
Of course, and then I helped him clean it up. He made me walk home alone. So I don't know where the fuck I am because I had lived in I go
is
to school
right
at UW-Madison, go Badgers. And so I had lived in Madison for, like, I kid you not, 3 weeks.
Aww.
And he made me walk home alone. I had no idea where the fuck I was going. So I made it, like, a 15-minute walk, a 30-minute walk because I went the wrong way. I actually had to pee really bad at the same time, so I'm free bleeding because he fucked my cootie up. I'm hacking along because I had really bad frat flu. I was literally pissing my pants because I was coughing and then peeing when I coughed. And then I ended up falling in a puddle. So, and I was wearing these, like, patchwork jeans. And they were white, and I, like, had to throw them out because I had grass stains, dirt,
piss.
Blood, and piss all over them after this night.
Shit.
So I come back to my dorm sobbing to my roommate and told her what happened. I immediately ghost that man, and then he got mad at me for ghosting him after that happened because I was so humble. Anyway, he's graduating, like, next week, and I'm so excited to see him go. So that's my story.
Oh, fuck. Okay, fuck this man. Like, what a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't choose to have that.
Fuck him. He probably fucking shits
himself on the
daily.
He probably hasn't washed those sheets since fucking he moved in.
Right. Thank God you did that to give him a damn reason.
You know how many times he probably bust a nut in those sheets? Are you serious?
Ew. You know how many skin marks are probably in those sheets?
If I saw this man on site, we'd fucking tussle.
And a man like that, he can't be attractive.
Oh, my God.
He can't be that good looking. Like, so I'm glad that you, like, because some girls, I feel like, would go back. Some girls would, like,
yeah, me.
Be,
just kidding.
Well, some girls, and they might be on this couch with me right now, would like swoon over it.
I'd be like,
well, it was my fault. Like, that's what you would say.
No, with stuff like that, I'd be like, fuck you. Because honestly, like, there were a few friends in high school where this a similar thing happened to them because it's fucking normal. And that's how the human body works, you fucking morons.
Yeah.
And then people would, like, talk about it. And I would really get upset. Like, you misogynistic fucks. Like, oh, you want to hook up with someone, and then when something natural happens to their body, you're all fucking weird about it, you loser. Meanwhile, your dirty fucking dark gray or blue sheets, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I hope I can't. It's pissed me off.
I hope you don't feel any shame about that. Like, I know you were saying, like, I didn't tell him I was a virgin. I hope you don't feel upset. Like, that girl, it's normal.
I feel like this literally, this story is more about him being a goddamn loser.
Yeah.
And honestly, like that is really crazy that you were pissing and bleeding. And
I know, I can't
falling.
Believe
like
that's
all
that.
So crazy.
Like, not you getting like beat the fuck out
also,
of by Mother
Nature.
Also, not
to mention Grant, parents' weekend. She probably had to hang out with her parents the next day.
Like going to like breakfast the next morning after imagine, with fucking sticks in your
imagine
hair.
Imagine you're the roommate and your roommate comes home like pissing and bleeding. You're like, Jesus Christ,
with
what
mud
happened?
All over you.
It's just like, oh, Joe from Pike. Wow.
Joe from Pike popped my cherry and it all went downhill from there.
Honestly, I bet a lot of people can resonate with this story.
Yeah, my cherry being
girl fucking sucks.
When my cherry popped, it wasn't, no one has a good first time. I think we talked about it in first times.
No, no one
in
has
episode first time.
A good first, like it's literally like something goes wrong, something's weird.
Something is, yeah.
You don't really remember.
No. So I hope you don't feel guilty or shame about any of that.
Girl, he's a loser.
And thank you for sharing. I feel like this podcast is all about saying, it's letting your internal dialogue
Wait,
win.
You know what my favorite part about this actually is? It sounded like she was like on the street.
So I I'm thought just, she was.
I'm just imagining her like talking to her phone, like screaming about like popping cherries and pissing.
Free
and
bleeding.
Yeah.
I thought, funny. I got confused for a second in the voice memo. I thought she was walking home like in as. You know what I'm talking about?
You
I
know
we
why he was probably
moment.
So mad? Because he doesn't know how to do laundry. Yeah. So like, great.
Yeah, wait.
I have to wash my stiff sheets. No, he's a junior.
What a loser. I can't
even
imagine.
Sick fuck.
Even like in the gay world, someone shits. You're really going to get mad in that way?
Like, he's
That's
probably
rude.
Ugly
That's
and
so
smelly
rude.
And gross. Oh, that pisses me off.
Anyways, thank you, L Master.
Thank you, L Master. What
that a
good
was a
story.
That was a Patreona girly. So
that was a really good story.
Thank you for that, Gorgiana.
Sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, we're sorry, but
love you,
hey,
girl.
You're stronger and hotter and better because of it.
Yeah, and it's like, it sucks, but like you're a good storyteller, so I felt very immersed.
Yeah, I thought I was in. I thought it was happening as you said it.
Yeah,
loved it. All right, well, thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Let's head over to Redacted to talk about
two more episodes. Two more episodes left.
Right?
Oh my god. And then something huge.
It's coming. Something big is coming.
Y'all think no by now.
Let's go talk about 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
A twink.